Hello.
Hi, am I speaking to Jeanette?
Yes, this is Jeanette. This is
Jeanette,
Emma.
this is Eladine calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Yes, so we had a call schedule. I'm so sorry I'm calling a little late. I hope you're free right now.
Yes, this is fine.
Okay, perfect. Yes, Jeanette, what's up? Do you want to talk regarding the project?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can you let me know?
So,
yeah.
You did get the revised manuscript, correct?
Yeah. Yes, I have received that.
Well, thank goodness. I'm glad. I don't know what I was doing wrong, but anyway, I'm glad that you got it finally.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I have received it. I shared a draft with you on the 24th of February. Did you get a chance to review that?
You shared a what?
A draft.
A draft of the drawing?
I'm sorry?
Was it the illustration?
No, it was a draft. It was a text.
Oh, it was an actual draft?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
No, let me look again. Let me look under your name, and maybe I thought when you said draft, the only thing I saw was the illustration, and I thought, well, maybe that's what it was. So, and you said, what was the date? February 24th?
Yeah.
Okay. Draft. Let me see what comes up. Okay. Well, that email said I have received the revised manuscript. And let's see what the next. Oh, that's 20.
I shared it on Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. Oh. Please find the attached draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see if it'll come up. Oh, okay. I remember.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I did see it. Oh, yes, I did see it.
Uh-huh.
And I got as far as the table of contents, and I realized that you did not have the revised manuscript.
Oh, all right.
So then I stopped. And so, but now I am seeing something. I guess these are corrections?
Mm-hmm.
If they're in a different color? Okay.
Basically, wait, let me just open the draft at my end as well so that there is no confusion.
Okay. So I'm finding this kind of confusing because...
All right. First of all, you will be, once you open the file, you will have to click on Enable Editing, right? And that's how you're going to see, once you have Enable Editing open, and there is a small red color margin on the left. Do you see that?
I see a margin on the line on the left, but
left.
It's not red, it's black.
It's black.
Yeah.
So you must see the changes that are made by the writers.
Yeah, the changes are in yellow.
No, those are the highlighted parts for the picture, I believe.
This is under the party cats, the first chapter.
Uh huh.
And
yeah.
Here's the first sentence that's edited. The lights had come on to illuminate the area. Jan passed a warehouse. She saw movement in the huge parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So the words "and as" are crossed out. But because they're crossed out, that's a sentence fragment that comes up.
Okay. So how about this is the reason why we share the draft with the clients. And what they do is either they make the changes in the draft and then save it again and send it back to me, or you can note it down somewhere so that you can make notes of where you want to, you know, make sure that the text goes the way you really like. So, yeah, so this is the whole procedure that we follow. Now, I will be sharing drafts with you like these on a weekly basis, and the only thing that you will have to do is you will just have to review it and let me know what you think about it. Okay, if there, if there must be some revisions that you see that are made by the writers. And, like, you know, something that you really like, some sentence structure that really catches your eye. But it could be opposite as well. It could be something like you don't really like the sentence structure of it, but you want it to be your own way. So what I do is either my clients give me they work on the Word file that I share with the clients, and then they save it and send me the file with the revisions that are made by the client. Or else, other than that, they either make notes of it and they let me know that these are the things that needs to be changed in this paragraph, in this chapter, in this line. This needs to be changed or this needs to be incorporated. Then I work on it, and the revisions are catered by the writing team.
Well, okay. But I don't understand what you don't like about what I wrote.
No, there's nothing that we didn't really like about what you wrote. It's just that, Jeanette, obviously, they are professionals, they are experts in the writing team, and they just make sure that the sentence structure and everything is just perfect, and it looks professional.
Okay, well, all right. I have come down to where the asterisks are that define the asterisks in the, or I should say the definitions are, that define the asterisks in the first chapter.
Uh-huh.
And those are all in yellow. Does that mean you want to get rid of them?
I'm sorry?
Okay. The definitions under the asterisks, for instance, a cat person is someone who loves cats and likes to take care of them. Mm-hmm. Well, that sentence is in yellow, as are all the sentences defined by the asterisks.
All right.
So why? Does that mean y'all want to take them out?
No. If there is something that is, you know, cut, something that has a line on it, which means that it is removed from the text. But in case if you do not, something that is in the red, are you seeing the changes in red color, or what color are you seeing it in?
Yellow.
Yellow, okay. So does it have a cut on it?
Does it have a what on it?
Does it have a cut on it? Does it have a line on it? That means that it is removed from the text.
Well, it does have a line on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
On all of these asterisk definitions.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean, but so y'all don't like them because
no. I think you're getting the wrong. I think there's something wrong that is being miscommunicated at this point. But as I told you, there's a black line, right? So you must be seeing all of the changes that are made by the writers. The writers worked on the existing draft and tried to improvise it and make it better. And again, if something that does not go with the sentence structure of the story, or something that does not make sense. That is what the writers are there for, and they are the reason why we have a team of experts over here, is only so that they can make sure that everything seems professional, and when a reader tries to read the book, they think that this is written by someone who's a professional author. You get my point?
I get your point, but some of these corrections don't make sense.
If there is something that doesn't really make sense to you, you can let me know and I will get it revised for you accordingly. This is, again, we are sharing this with you so that we can get your approval, and this book is not being published like this. Don't worry about it. Whatever you are going to approve, Jeanette, trust me, we're going to proceed further with that only. If this is something that you don't like, then you can let me know and I will get it revised for you by the writing team. And, of course, they will be also putting in their input to it, and they will also put in a lot of changes to it so that, you know, it could seem like a professional book. But, again, at the end of the day, if there is something that you don't really like, we won't proceed further with that, okay?
Okay. All right. Well. So I'm just going over, I got down to the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy in the hammock. And it's really kind of hard for me to discern because part of the yellow words are partially scratched out. So I'm not sure of the sentence, what the sentence will be. Like, Jan and her husband had two cats, one named Cindy,
mm-hmm.
and the other named BJ.
Yes.
They were the same age and got along very well. Okay, so, I mean, that's fine. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there is one thing that you need to do tonight right now. You just need to read it thoroughly, and again, just review the draft and make sure that you're satisfied with it. And whatever something that bothers you or something that you don't want in the draft, you can let me know, and I will work it out as soon as possible for you. Don't worry about it. All right?
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is there anything else regarding the project that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I did like the illustrations, but did you get my note about them, about their tails?
About the tail, yes, I did, and I have shared it with the team, and I was waiting for their correspondence as well, so that, you know, because they are working on it and they know how the sizes work, so I didn't want it to give you any false information before we proceed further. So I was making sure that, you know, they let me know what is right and what will look right in the future as well when we proceed further with the publishing, or even if you want to go with the hard copies. So everything should look compact and everything should look like it is syncing together, right? And I believe that's something that you really want as well for your book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, as for the tails, I had shared a different mock-up with you with a bigger size of tails. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So was it better? Was it any better than before?
I really did like the bigger words in the tails, but now, so you didn't get my note about the tails?
I did get the note about the tails.
That I said they looked like squirrels' tails?
Yeah, I just opened it. So, and you said, I just found the revised book cover and I really like it. It is almost what I had in mind. However, could the cat's tails be shortened just a little bit at the base? Because they look too much like squirrels' tails. They are adorable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah.
Other than that, I really like them.
Perfect. So, so the illustration is approved. Do you just want the tails to be a little smaller, correct?
A little shorter.
A little shorter. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
Starting at the base.
Mm-hmm. I will get that done for you. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So what do I do about editing what you sent?
Mm-hmm. Either, again, if it's easier for you to edit in the Word file, then that would be great. You just need to click on Enable Editing and try to go ahead.
Where is that?
Enable editing is on the top. When you open the draft, when you open the Word document, you're going to see an option for Enable Editing on the top.
I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see anything like that. Is it like under
file? Can you click on any text, though? Is it allowing you to click on the text and type something? Then you're good to go. Then don't worry about enable editing if you're able to type in. So just pick out a different color, and if there are any changes that are required, you can type it down. And while you're done with the changes, once you make the changes in the draft, you can just save the file by going in Files and clicking on Save As. Okay?
All right. Okay.
And
okay.
Once you do that, just email me the file with the file which has the revisions in it, and just mention that the revisions are made in this color so that I can share it with the writers and they also know about it.
Okay. I'll try.
All right.
You know, I'm not very computer literate.
I know. It's completely all right, Jeanette. Don't worry about it. If there's anything that you face difficulty with, maybe we can just schedule a call again, and you can revise it thoroughly, and we can schedule a call, and I can take the notes on the phone call if that's easier for you.
Okay, but I'll try. So now I see a dedication here.
Mm-hmm.
I should dedicate it to somebody?
Mm-hmm. This is something that we will look into it in the end. The dedication and acknowledgement, everything will be taken care of at the end. However, as per now, we will be working on the content at the moment. You might see a few formatting issues, could be punctuation issues, could be spelling errors, but don't worry about it. At the moment, we're just focusing on creating the content for your book. And once the book is finalized, we will be looking into the smaller details, such as the punctuation of the words, such as the formation of the sentences, and if there is any error in the draft. And once the formatting is completed, then the whole draft is good to go, and the mistakes have been catered. You get my point?
Okay. Yeah, right. Got it. Okay. All righty. So I see that you left Tangelo in to the table of contents.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to keep him in there?
Yeah, it was a part of your manuscript, I believe. So if you want to keep it in the manuscript, then that's all right. If you want me to get this chapter removed, then we can work on that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your editors had said that there was not much content to the chapter. It wasn't really a chapter. The team and Tangelo. And so I had deleted both of them.
Oh, all right. Please go ahead.
You should be able to see that in the revised transcript.
Yeah, I do see that. Again, if you want, I can ask the writers to add more content to it if you'd like this chapter to be a part of your book.
Yeah, well, I do like Tangelo being in there.
Mm-hmm. Then how about I get the content a little revised and add more content to it, add more words to it. If you like it, then we will proceed further. If not, then we can remove it anytime. How does that sound?
Okay. Well, all right, but I can think of more to say about Tangelo.
That would be great. If you have any more details, you can email it to me or you can let me know on the phone call and I can record it and send it to the writers so they have a better pace over it.
Okay. All right. Should I say something like, please add this to Tangelo?
I'm sorry?
The chapter of Tangelo. Should I say something like, please add this to the chapter Tangelo?
Yeah, you can say that, or you can just write Tangelo in the subject, and I will understand it, and I will cater it myself after that.
Oh, okay. All right. Great.
All right.
Okay. Yes. All righty. Well, I'll work on this.
Perfect.
So
and
now,
also, Jeanette, you have my number, right? You have my personal number?
Yes, I do.
Perfect.
I do have it, but why don't you give it to me again?
Sure. Just, in case I am unable to answer your emails, you can call me anytime and I will answer your phone right away. All right?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. It is 408.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
457.
Okay.
8558.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Do you have an extension?
No, this is my personal number.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
All right. I'm hoping to speak to you soon. And if there is any confusion that you may have, you can let me know. All right?
Yeah. I'm perpetually confused. All right.
Thank you. Is there anything that I can remove your confusion regarding?
Well, I'm still confused about these asterisks. Why... there is so much yellow under the asterisks.
Again, these are the changes that are made by the writers. And as I said, that, you know, these are something that the writers think that could improve the text. But if you do not like these, then you can let me know and I will try to get it revised according to your revisions that you really like.
Well, okay. Let me ask you... For instance, under the, let's see, the chapter divorce, this is kind of hard to read.
Do you want to zoom in the screen maybe?
Okay. The yellow is throwing me off. All right. Here, under the chapter divorce, a cat that Jan named Colleen. Okay, that is in yellow. Does that mean the sentence would read better if it said a cat Jan named Colleen showed up in her yard a few years later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the sentence would read better without the that?
Yeah, a cat Jan named Colleen showed up, that's what it exactly means, that should be removed in order for the sentence to sound more professional.
Okay, all right, okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, down where the asterisks are, there is a capital A and a lowercase a, and then three spaces, and tabby cat is in yellow. So I guess they're trying to say a tabby cat has, the sentence should say a tabby cat has colored stripes of different shades. Why is tabby cat in yellow?
It means tabby, I believe, A was a small letter, all right, and they just made the A capital. And tabby cat, the initials of tabby cat was in small, so they just made the T capital and the C capital. Other than that, sentence remains the same. All right?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so now, where do I let me ask one more time. Do I correct this? Here,
Yeah.
In my computer?
As I said, if it's easier for you, Jeanette, you can go ahead and choose a color from the top and just make your edits on it and save it in the files. And once you're done with it, you can email me the file. If not, if it's getting difficult for you to, edit, make the edits and make the changes, you can just note it down somewhere, and we can talk over it on the phone call.
All righty. All right. I think I understand.
Okay.
And I will do it. Should I do it on the revised version?
No, I would suggest if you do on the draft that I delivered you, so that I have, these are the changes that are made by the writers as well. So it will be easier for the writers to know that what is something that you don't really like and then they need to work on their content. This is how the writers, after two or three drafts, Jeanette, the writers get the pace of how the client wants the work to be, right? Because, again, we are the middleman over here, and we are trying to, convey the messages to the writers, and we are trying to convey the messages to the clients, but the writers are not directly connected to the clients, which is why there's a little bit of communication gap, but, again, that's what we are here for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I have it. All right.
Perfect. Is there any other confusion that you may have? That I can maybe help you with?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Emma. Thank you for putting up with me.
No problem at all. Again, feel free to call me if you need anything, all right?
All righty. Take care.
Okay. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.